USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump camp is challenging the ongoing vote count in the battleground state of Nevada. During a news briefing in Las Vegas, former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grenell says Nevada continues to count illegal votes. He also says,
it's publicly available information that non-residents have voted. There's a 30-day residency requirement in the state of Nevada. If you haven't been in the state for 30 days, it is illegal to vote.
The Labor Department reporting on Thursday, 751,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a drop from 758,000 the week before. But analysts had been predicting 732,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The nation is topping 100,000 new coronavirus cases in the United States in a single day for the first time. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were 103,000 new cases reported on Wednesday. El Paso, Texas, with a record number of COVID-19 cases, and hospitals down there are near or at capacity.
We cannot afford to lose any more lives.
Just over 1,100 people died from COVID-19 on Wednesday. Votes are continuing to be counted in Georgia, where President Trump is holding on to a slim lead. Gabriel Sterling is Georgia's Secretary of State, COO.
These are people who are not involved in voter fraud. These people are not involved in voter suppression. I'm telling you, they're doing their jobs every day. It's hard, and we are thankful to them for it, and we're going to work with them to make sure that every legal, lawful ballot is counted.
Sterling saying he believes everything could be wrapped up in Georgia by later today. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on election 2020, President Trump won Wisconsin back in 2016 by right around 20,000 votes. President Trump is now trailing, and the race was called for former Vice President Joe Biden in the Badger State. President Trump trailing the former vice president by around 21,000 votes and demanding a recount since it is within the 1% margin of error. Regarding that recount, former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tells CBS This Morning, 21,000 votes is a tough hill to climb.
So right now, today, if nothing else changed, that is indeed a high hurdle. Typically in the past, we saw a recount 40 years ago in the presidential election. It swung about, I think the president gained about 131 votes. 9 years ago in the state Supreme Court race, the swing was about 300 votes. So typically hundreds, not thousands of votes shift in an election statewide. Having said that, that same Supreme Court election years ago in the canvass, which is still going on and won't be done until at least 14 days after the election for the local entities, and then on December 1st, all the state canvass is done. At that point, you did have in that Supreme Court race a switch of thousands of votes when they actually found votes that had not been added to the tally. That's why I said be ready for a recount, but wait till after the canvass.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.